Welcome to WFHR's Over the Back Fence. This is the show that invites you to call in to buy and sell items, help neighbors, and have a few laughs. There's no price limit on items, although we do ask you keep it to 3 items per call, and for-profit businesses must pay for advertising. WFHR offers no warranty, assumes no liability, and makes no guarantees regarding any items offered for sale. WFHR reserves the right to edit or to refuse any items or to terminate any phone call. Remember, when you call into Over the Back Fence, you are calling in a live radio show, and your call will be live on the air. Your call may also be recorded as part of the entire program for future use. The opinions expressed on this show are that of the host and callers and not necessarily that of WFHR, its advertisers, ownership, or staff. When you call in, please turn your radio down and have fun. And now let's get to it. It's time for WFHR's Over the Back Fence.
You heard the man. Let's get to it. Time for Over the Back Fence for this September 24th, 2022. 10:04 on the clock, and you have your host, 11:04 on the clock, and you have your host, James J. Mailoff here. You can tell I haven't done Over the Back Fence on the Saturday slot in a long time, or really since we used to have it here. Good morning, everybody. Hope you're having a great start to your Saturday out there. It's treating you good. I'm going to get into a bunch of stuff this hour. We're going to touch on our schedule, our National Day of calendar. We'll look at the fall foliage. Got some mailbag, news and notes items. See what other trouble we can get ourselves into as well. And, of course, the most important thing, taking your phone calls, 424-2600. Hit us up. Let us know what's on your mind, what items you're looking for, what do you want to sell. It's the Midwest. I know some garage sales are going on some out there somewhere. I am trying something a little different today. I haven't done a Saturday show in a while, and since I'm here in the studio by myself, and I do have clean ones on, I'll tell you. And I know I'm not talking about that. I mean my shit and my socks. I'm trying the show barefoot, and you guys got to tell me, do I sound any different? Do I sound any different barefoot? I'm curious. Be very funny, actually. You can tell a very big difference. Let's go ahead and take a call. Good morning. You're on Over the Back Fence.
Morning. I have some items to sell.
All right.
I have 3 takeoff tires from that would be from a 2013 Escape Titanium. They're 235, 45 R19, and they've got a decent tread on them yet. They were just pulled off and replaced with new.
Mm-hmm.
And I like $15 for the 3 of them. That's only $5 a piece, so they're 19s.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, also, I have 2 Hoover vacuum cleaners or the carpet cleaners. One is complete. The other one, I don't know what the story is with it, but the pair of them for $30.
Okay.
And then I have a Craftsman air compressor for $65.
Okay. What's the phone number?
715-323-4846.
323-4846.
Yes.
Thanks for the call, man. Have a good weekend.
Thank you.
If you're interested in those items, give him a call, 715-323-4846, 323-4846, and thank you for showing everybody how it's done. That's just how simple it is. Call up, join the conversation. Taking a look last night at some high school action. Nakusa taking on Spencer Columbus and pulling off a shutout in that one. Yeah. Nakusa 36-0 over Spencer Columbus. Also, Rapids pulling off a big victory. Wisconsin Rapids Red Raiders taking on DC Everest, 28-21 for Lincoln. Appleton West fell to Marshfield, 53-14. Rapids will be playing Marshfield for the WVC lead next Friday. Roll Raiders. Been a fun high school season already in football. Let's see how this thing plays out. We'll, of course, be covering the games for you as much as we are able, and even more as we're going along into the future here, not just with high school football, but high school athletics, as we become more and more powerful and stronger around here. Looking forward to that. I'm really looking forward to talking with Randy on Monday if he's able to join us on Playmakers. We'll go over these scores, What really stands out in this first, you know, handful of games in the high school football season? Looking forward to that. Got a lot of things to look forward to here on the radio. For those that don't know, of course, well, here we are, Over the Back Fence's new time slot. 11 to noon on Saturdays. Be sure to spread the word about the show. And while you're at it, remind people that from 12 to 1 is the greatest polka show you'll ever hear. I was going to say greatest show you'll ever hear, and I think I might be right about that one. Join us for the Sunshine Polka Show. Our own Tim Hubbelt brings you some of the greatest polka from around the world. Works really hard on that show. Looking forward to that. More on our schedule in a moment. First, let's talk to you. Good morning. You're on Over the Back Fence.
Good morning. We have a Wurlitzer upright piano for sale, and we would take $50 or best offer. It just needs tuning. Otherwise, it's in fine condition. Mm. And then we also have a tonneau cover that would fit an F-150 Ford pickup. It's like brand new, and we take the best offer for that, too. And our number is 715-435-3290.
435-3290.
Yes.
Thanks for the call. You have a good weekend.
You too. Thank you.
If you're interested, give her a call, 715-435-3290, 435-3290. Looking at our schedule again, you, of course, will have Over the Back Fence, Sunshine Polka Show from 12 to 1, 1 to 3 Up North News, and 3 to 4 is Busted Pencils, and normally you would have Devil's Advocate Radio from 4 to 6, but today, ooh, we got a good one for you today. We're heading to the Ohio as your Wisconsin Badgers are taking on the Ohio State Buckeyes at the Horseshoe. Kickoff of the Big Ten part of the schedule for the Badgers, and I believe Ohio State. I don't think that they have played a Big Ten team yet. This is a rivalry game, even if you've got me out there playing for the Badgers or something. I mean, it doesn't matter who the players, of course, matter to us as fans and as, you know, on a personal level. But let's be honest, the records, the time of year, all these other things, then none of it matters. It's Ohio State. It's Wisconsin. I don't care if it's water polo. That's a rivalry. That's a good game. And it's going to be right here. Our coverage kicks off at 4:30. Be sure to join us for that. Looking forward to it. It's going to be a good game. We'll be talking about it on Monday on Playmakers. Be sure to join us. Nobody ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Get in the game. Just like Over the Back Fence here, it's a call-in show. Call up 424-2600, just like you would here. Bring us your sports thoughts and feelings. I got a couple things stirring around that I want to get into. We'll do that on Playmakers on Monday. And speaking of Monday, let's go ahead and dive right into things. On Monday, Melissa's going to be in with us. And we usually have Beth in with us as well. And I bring that up because I want to let you know that we have a fun new segment that we're going to be doing on the morning show on Mondays. I don't know if we'll be doing it this Monday, but once Beth is back with us going forward. And it's really kind of a fun size edition, mini version of what is going to be an hour-long show eventually, The Kitchen's Open, with Melissa and Beth. Going to dive into food topics and food in general. And just those two are so good going back and forth and everything. It's just a good conversation. So I'm looking forward to that. Melissa and I will be joined this Monday by Becca Verena from the House of Glam. She's a new chamber member. Looking forward to getting to know Becca a little bit more and talking with her. I love talking with stylists. My Aunt Nay was a hairstylist for about 40 years, and some of the most interesting people you will ever meet. Looking forward to Tuesday. Again, Melissa and I. And we're going to have some of the Nakusa Giant Pumpkin Fest group in right here at the studios. That's going to be cool. Wednesday, Katrina Hittner will be joining us on the morning show from Family Natural Foods. Sure, Katrina and I will touch on how we're going to be helping them celebrate 76 years in business, 76 years of taking care of all of our great people out there. And we'll talk about the live remote that we're going to be doing on October 7th. That's right, the morning show's going on the road. Melissa and I will be down there from Family Natural Foods. It's going to be a lot of fun. I can't wait. We just got to remind ourselves on the way over there, okay, we have a job to do. We have a job to do. We are not there to just hang out, talk, and shop. We've got to do our job. So we'll do that. Of course, it's the morning show, so we'll still have Misty's Mini Birthday and Anniversary Club and plenty of other fun for you. But we're going to be talking to Steven and Katrina. We'll talk to some of the other staff there. Maybe we'll be able to get Mike Hittner on the air with us or something. And, of course, we're going to be talking to you. We're going to talk to customers and stuff. We're going to have a lot of fun. Looking forward to it. It's going to be a blast. On Wednesday, as I mentioned, Katrina Hittner with us. On Thursday, I almost skated past something I'm so excited about. It was part of the reason why I even brought up the schedule. On Wednesday, voice of your Wisconsin Badgers, Matt LePay, is going to be joining us on the morning show. I know. Yay! We love talking to Matt. Matt's joined us a handful of times over the last, the whole time WFHR has been covering Badger sports. But I know he's joined me a handful of times in the last couple of years. It's been a little while. It'd be great to talk to Matt. Just catch up, see how he's doing, get his thoughts on your Badgers this season. We'll be able to talk about the game coming on tonight with Ohio State and looking forward. Really going to be a great conversation. Be sure to join us this Wednesday. Not only is it a special guest show with Katrina Hittner sitting in, we're also going to be joined by Matt LePay. Cannot wait. On Thursday, we are going to have Melissa and Seth with us as we have fun with that show. What you guys don't know behind the scenes is it's also that show is also kind of in commercial breaks where the three of us get a chance to really kind of talk shop and kind of go over, show ideas and other stuff, schedules, everything. We don't get a chance. The three of us are on the same schedule. We're all here at the same time. So we can take advantage of that when we get. And, of course, try to entertain you, keep you informed. So all that coming up. And we wrap up the week getting the band back together. Terry John's going to be with us, CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties. Always a fun conversation and a fun show when we got Terry in with us. And there's plenty to talk about with your United Way. So looking forward to diving into all that. It's an exciting week. Looking at Morning Magazine, of course, Playmakers on Monday in that time slot from 10 to 11. Then on Tuesday, we kick off Morning Magazine with our Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. And in part two, Debbie Kluwerth from the Family Center is going to join us. Always great conversations with both of those. Wednesday, Wood County Board Chairman Matt Plimmel, along with Wisconsin Rapids Community Media. Taylor and the gang coming in to join us and record. Part two will take some time to talk to the ODC. Always enjoy that. Thursday, Ben and Amy will be joining us from the United Way. And as I mentioned before, I got a lot to talk about with our United Way. And they got plenty of things coming up. October is a busy month. They got a bunch of great things going on then. And in part two, we'll catch up with one of our great friends from the UW Extension. On Friday, Scott Pederick will be joining us. And in part two, on Friday, we wrap up the week talking about the best Christmas ever with Jane Peranto. Great week of Morning Magazine. A big, gigantic shout-out to the heart of WFHR, Pam Hilke, and the great work she does doing all this scheduling. You're the best, Pam. We appreciate you. Hope you're having a good weekend, and you cannot hear me right now because that means that you are not paying attention to work. You are just enjoying your weekend. Seriously, I hope you are. 424-2600, the number to call up and join the conversation. We'll get into our National Day of Calendar when we come back from break. And, I'm going to call an audible. Everybody. I wasn't 100% about doing this. But since it's a Saturday, and let's be honest, the weather is a little. There's no real word for it. It's just eh. I think we're going to do something fun today. More on that in a second. First, let's take a phone call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Take a phone call. Good morning.
Can you please turn your... Yeah, you got it. Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I would like to advertise the chicken dinner, charcoal chicken dinner. It will be at St. James in Vesper on Sunday, the 25th. No, not long to wait. The mass will be at 10. At the church, mm-hmm. Then the meal will be from 11 to 1, It'll be a charcoal chicken dinner at $12 per plate. Includes a half a chicken, baked potato, beans, coleslaw, dinner roll, and desserts. Mm. Carryouts available. There's also a kid's plate. It's a kid's hot dog plate at $3 per plate.
Mm.
And a bake sale, kids' games, and root beer floats. Come and have a great day.
Can you give us the address?
St. James Church in Vesper?
Yeah. Just in case anybody is not from the Vesper area and they want to come and visit.
Yes. It's right.
Okay.
Right on 186.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're leaving Vesper or entering, depending where you're coming from.
Very true. And I'll be honest, if you're heading to Vesper, you're going to find it. You will find it. Especially you follow all the fun. It sounds like a great time. Thank you so much for bringing it to us. You have a great day, great Saturday, and I hope the event goes really good. Enjoy that, everybody. It's going to be a good time tomorrow. Chicken dinner at St. James Episcopal Church in Vesper from 11 to 1. Go check that out. Let's go ahead and take a break right here. Before we do, I want to let you know that thanks to Sally Kistner and our friends at the Arts Council, I have a pair of tickets, got two tickets right here for Artrageous coming up this September 29th at 7:30 at the Performing Arts Center in Wisconsin Rapids. I'm going to give these away between now and noon. Be listening for it. I'm going to give them away between now and noon. All right, it's coming up. Let's go ahead and take a call before we go to break. Good morning, you're on the show.
Good morning. I have for sale a 44-inch Swisher brush hog. It's got its own 12.5 horse motor on it, so you can pull it with a four-wheeler or a lawnmower or anything you want. The price is going to be $1,500 or best offer. And the number is 715-424-1058. And I thank you.
Thank you. You have a good weekend, sir.
You bet.
424-1058, number to call for that brush hog. 715-424-1058. And yes, I just wanted to say brush hog. That's just a fun word to say. Come on, brush hog. Let's take another phone call. Good morning, you're on the show.
Good morning. I'm looking for a four-wheeled walker. Preferably with 8-inch wheels. My number is 715-213-6278. It's a four-wheeled walker.
Gotcha. Thank you for that, and you have a good weekend.
Thank you. You too. Thanks.
So we have a gentleman there looking for a four-wheel walker at 715-213-6278, 423-6278. Okay, and be listening between now and noon. Going to give those tickets away from Artrageous thanks to our friends at the Arts Council, and of course, Sally Kistner. Big shout out to them. Take a break. Come back and have some more fun on Mornings on WFHR. Welcome back, everybody, to Over the Back Fence. Hope you're having a good Saturday out there, everyone. 10:27 on the clock on this 24th of September. Your host, James, behind the mic. Give us a call, 424-2600. Join us. Items you're looking for, items you want to sell, garage, rummage sales, other fun things you want to talk about, go ahead and give us a call, 424-2600. After this segment, we will go ahead and come back from our break, getting into our news and notes and our mailbag items, all that coming up for you. For right now, let's get back to some phone calls. Good morning. You're on Over the Back Fence.
Good morning, James. I just called about that walker I'm looking for wanted. I think I gave the number wrong. It's 715-213-6278.
Yeah, that's what I have here.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
No problem. Have a good weekend.
Yep.
Again, if you're looking for a gentleman there looking for a four-wheel walker at 715-213-6278, 213-6278. And always feel free to call back up, everybody. Taking a look at what's special about today, it is Bluebird of Happiness Day. What does that mean? Considered by many people to be a harbinger of joy or a good luck charm, the little blue bird carries with it bliss and jubilation. And Bluebird of Happiness Day is the best time to celebrate and enjoy this tiny creature that brings us so much delight. It's a good one. It is National Punctuation Day. Where would we be without punctuation? Maybe more importantly, where would people be that love to point out that you didn't use proper punctuation? Where would they be? Those poor people that need something to, you know, make them feel smarter and you feel dumber for a second. I'm joking. I'm just kidding. I'm horrible with grammar. That's why I'm saying that. That's why. Good morning. You're on the show.
Good morning. I don't know how to say this, but have you been getting a lot of complaints that you're only down to Saturdays?
Not really, no.
I listen to it every day, and now it's a bummer. And I even called Pam the other day and talked to her about it.
And I appreciate that, and I appreciate your feedback.
It'd be nice to even have it on a couple of days during the week. Would be nice.
That's good to hear the feedback. And that's how we make decisions like that when we hear from you guys.
Yeah.
We're not running the station for us. We're running it for you.
I know. I hate to complain to you.
No, that's okay.
I think that the new owners don't like the show.
I wouldn't say that. I would not. If they didn't like the show, it wouldn't even be on Saturdays, hon, to be blunt with you and to be honest. It wouldn't even be on. These guys, and I've got no reason to lie about these things, to be genuinely real with you here. These guys, and I appreciate the call.
I hate to complain to you.
No, that's okay.
Just had to get it off my back.
I'm glad you did. Thanks for the call. You have a great day.
Thanks.
Yeah, as long as she brought it up. You know, we always, to me, it's just feedback, guys. It's not positive or negative. Love hearing from you. It's appreciated when you do compliment us. It keeps us going. It puts fuel in us. But honestly, that kind of stuff, we were just having a conversation. You know, she wasn't being mean or anything like that, and we welcome that feedback, and I can promise you, and I only say that word if I can back it up. Our new owners have no interest in coming in here and doing a takeover or anything like that. They're collaborating with us. They want to work with us. Let's take another phone call. Good morning, on Over the Back Fence.
Hey, James.
Hello.
I agree with that lady 100%.
Okay. Appreciate the feedback, sir.
And also, I'm looking for my youth, if you could help me out.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, have a good one. 424-2600, that's the phone number. Call up and join the conversation. I'm taking a look at our National Day of Calendar here, and getting into Punctuation Day. To be honest, punctuation is a good thing. May not like it all the time, and I am horrible at it, but it's a good thing. National Save Your Photos Day. Nowadays, we just don't really use photo albums like we used to, or take, you know, photos like we used to as far as Polaroids and things, the way we keep them. And you can make the argument that we're taking more photos than ever now. I don't know if we are or not, though. People have taken photographs since we've been able to do it. Interesting. But photos are one of those ones that I'll go to, especially if I need a palate cleanser, I need a pickup. I got a bunch of photos in my phone I go to just, I can't help but smile looking at. National Cherries Jubilee Day, that's a good one. International Rabbit Day. I am a sucker for rabbits. I know there are some people out there with gardens and such that may not be the biggest fan of rabbits. And I'm a sucker for them. I think they're cool. And these next two, I just think are interesting, not only because they're on the same day, but I want to see people that can try to pull off both at the same time. Because it's National Ghost Hunting Day, and it's National Hunting and Fishing Day. Certainly, we wish a safe day to all of our fishermen, you know, hunters out there, everybody. And safe, I mean, do you do it at night? Do you ghost hunt at night? Can you ghost hunt any time of the day? What kind of fatigues do you have to wear for ghost hunting? Is it like simply just the Arctic fatigues, the black and white? Do you got to more blend in with like the outer wear? Is it like just classic, you know, green fatigues, kind of green camouflage? I'm curious. I just want to know. I've never done it before, so. I'm not trying to make light of it. There are so many people that enjoy doing that. so many people that I respect that I consider incredibly intelligent people that enjoy doing that stuff. So I'm not making fun of it. I'm just curious. What kind of garb? Do you just dress in all black? I imagine if you're dressed in all white, that could possibly be offensive. You put on one of the, you know, classic Halloween costume. I think the majority of us poor kids had to wear at least once or twice at a Halloween. You're a ghost. You didn't put holes in the sheets. Figure it out, man. If you were lucky, maybe your parents gave you a belt to throw around the sheet. Try to keep it in place. Just curious. If you happen to know, if you've actually, in all seriousness, if you've actually done anything like that, like ghost hunting or anything, I'm kind of curious to know how it is, what it's like. Give me a call. And definitely be prepared for silly questions, because I will have plenty. But I will take you seriously. 424-2600. Wanted to take a look at our fall foliage calendar, or the outlook here, I should say, the radar. Is that what you say there? For us here in Central Wisconsin, brought to us by Travel Wisconsin. You can go to travelwisconsin.com to get the full fall color report. Here in the Wisconsin Rapids area, we're about at 20%. And they are saying estimated peak of the week, third week of October. I'm expecting it to get a lot prettier around here around then. Wausau is looking at 10%, and they're at the same spot in the third week of October. Stevens Point should be seeing some stuff right now, although they are at, I'm sorry, they will be seeing stuff. I saw a little bit, a tiny bits, but they're showing that they're at 0%. They're looking at the second week of October. Sheboygan, just because I wanted to say Sheboygan, they're looking at the third week of October. They are at about 10%. Rome is at about 20%, and same thing, second week of October. Oshkosh already coming in good, 30% up there. And that should be at full peak about the end of October. Marquette County is at about 10%, third week of October. Loyal and Clark, second week of October, they're at about 20%. Juneau at 5%. And the Appleton area at 10%, third week of October for them too. Shout out to Travel Wisconsin. Fantastic websites. Wonder some of the best people we've met in this industry. And good reporting. Good stuff right there. We will take a break, come back, get into our news and notes, mailbag items, take some more conversations with you. Call up and join the conversation at 424-2600. And keep listening. Got a pair of tickets to see Artrageous over at the Performing Arts Center this Thursday at 7:30. Here in Wisconsin Rapids, just us wanting to support the arts and get you over there here at WFHR. Welcome back to Over the Back Fence for this September 24th, 2022. Your host, James, behind the mic. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Feel free to call up 424-2600. Going to get into our news and notes and mailbag items right now. As your calls come in, we'll pause, take the call, and get right back to it. And diving into the mailbag, we have for sale a 1970s RCA stereo combination, cabinet for $25, small TV stand-on, wheels $15, old wooden chairs for $10 each. This is in the City Point area. Give them a call at 715-884-7325, 884-7325. For sale, two recliner rocking chairs, one brown, the other tan, both in excellent condition, $125 each. 10 family board games and card games, such as Perfection, Sharpshooter, Uno, and others. $10 for all of those. If you're interested, give them a call at 715-424-2216, 424-2216. Also for sale, some eggs, either by the dozen or 18 count. White or brown. If you're interested, give them a call. 715-457-6547. 457-6547. And finally, in our mailbag here, the Wisconsin Rapids Fire Department will be hosting a Fill the Boat collection for Muscular Dystrophy Association. This coming Friday, September... It's going on today. They did one yesterday. They're going on one today as well at the Wisconsin Rapids Walmart store. They'll be located near entrances. You may donate with cash, checks, or PayPal. encourage you to be a part of this. And just for those that don't know, since 1954, firefighters across the country have collected critical funds in the community, $1 at a time. As part of the Fill the Boat program to raise money for Muscular Dystrophy Association, the partnership between the MDA and the International Association of Firefighters began with the IAFF signing a proclamation designating MDA as a charity of choice, vowing to continue raising awareness and funds to ensure effective treatments and therapies are found. The dollars raised through the Fill the Boat Fund, MDA's mission of empowering people living with neuromuscular disease to achieve their potential. Great work, everybody. Nice work on that. Keep up the great work. And if you have a chance, if you're stopping at Walmart today and can contribute to that, we greatly appreciate you. Diving into our news and notes, and we got a ton of street closures in the Wisconsin Rapids area. I know. They're just keeping everybody in tune here. I have an update that we got, I want to say, just about a week or two ago. For Airport Avenue between 16th Street South and 36th Street South, that is going to be closed due to traffic due to water service work by Water and Light. Keep that in mind. It's expected to be closed approximately 3 weeks, so they're hoping for it to finish up this week. Traffic will be detoured into 2 Mile Avenue and 32nd Street. Property owners will have access to their driveways. Properties between 16th Street South and 36th Street South will have access to 20th Street. Let us take a phone call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Hi. I just wanted to call in that we are having a moving sale.
All right.
And it is today and tomorrow, 8 to about 4. And the address is 6160 Taylor Lane in Wisconsin Rapids. And it's a make and offer sale. We just want to get rid of everything.
Sounds good. All right. We will send some people your way. Again, that's at 6160 Taylor Lane today and tomorrow from 8 to 4.
You got it. Thank you.
Thank you. Good luck with the sale. Go check that out, everybody. Moving sale going on from 8 to 4 at 6160 Taylor Lane. Go check that out. Don't know how many more of these kind of sales we got. Got to get as many in as you can. 9th Avenue North between West Grand Avenue and McKinley Street. Going to be closed through traffic due to a street reconstruction project by the City of Rapids. It's expected to be closed until approximately the beginning of October. 16th Street South between Sweat Avenue and 2 Mile Avenue will be closed through traffic due to a water main lining project. It will be closed approximately 3 weeks based on the estimated construction schedule. Fremont Street closed for the road and utility reconstruction. Work will continue over that over the next couple of months between 7th Avenue North and 10th Avenue North. West Grand Avenue between West Riverview Expressway and 6th Avenue North going to be closed through traffic due to Stage 2 of the street reconstruction project at West Jackson Street. That is expected to be closed until early November. Keep an eye out for all of our hard workers out there. Just trying to make our roads a little better to drive on. Put the phone down. There's nothing that is coming up on that phone that can't wait 2 seconds. Be on the lookout for all of our good hard workers out there. WRPS, the Wisconsin Rapids Public Schools Middle School Theater, is presenting Peter Pan, the non-flying version, a full-length play by John Jory, directed by Susan Becker and Emily Kavarabus. Tickets are just $5 at the door, general admission. It's taking place at Lincoln High School Performing Arts Center. They had opening night last night. I heard good things about it. They're going on again today at 7, and they'll have a matinee tomorrow at 2. Support local, support the arts. Give these kids a great show. Give them a good crowd. Help build up their confidence. Make them feel good. And you're going to feel good, too, from it. It's going to be a great show. It's a fun one. Go check that out, everybody. Something else to check out. A couple of things, actually, here in the Rome and Nakusa areas. Golf scramble to benefit the Nakusa Police K-9 program taking place at the Ridges tomorrow. From 8:30 to 9:30 will be check-in, 10 a.m. start. Go ahead and join them for this. Ridges, of course, over at 2311 Griffith Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. Good luck with that, everybody. Hope that goes well. And in the Rome area, going on today and tomorrow, the WTA Fall Classic Shoot. They kicked off around 9. This is going to go until 4. Come and watch the Fall Classic Shoot at the WTA. Or shoot for yourself on Sunday. It's open to the public from 9 to 5. Blood drive supplies remain very low, so please consider being a blood donor. It only takes about an hour to save a life by donating blood. I mean, you can be a superhero. You don't need a catchphrase or a tragic backstory or even a cape, tights, and all that jazz. You can be a superhero just by donating an hour and some blood and helping out. Next blood drive being held at the former Eastshire High School Music Room at 311 Lincoln Street in Wisconsin Rapids. We got one going on this Monday from 2 to 7. Appointments are encouraged to promote physical distancing, but walk-ins are still welcome. And to schedule an appointment, you can give the Blood Center of North Central Wisconsin a call at 866-566-5900, 866-566-5900. Wisconsin Rapids Kiwanis Club are going to be having their last cookout fundraiser for the season this Monday from 11 to 1 at the Aspires Riverview Hospital in the old manor lot directly across Dewey Street from the emergency entrance at the hospital. They're going to be serving cheeseburgers, hamburgers, grilled chicken sandwiches, brats, hot dogs, world-famous french fries, soda, and water. All proceeds go to support the youth in our area. Kiwanis do great work. Be sure to take part of that if you can. And this Wednesday, American Heroes Cafe of Central Wisconsin going to be opening their doors from 7:30 to 9:30 at Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge number 693 at 430 West Jackson Street in Wisconsin Rapids. They do this on the second and the fourth Wednesday of the month. All veterans, military, police, and firefighters are welcome. Refreshments provided at no cost. Sponsorship and funding provided by local businesses and individuals. For more information, you can contact Bill Heck at VFW Post 2534 and via 262-496-3198. 262-496-3198. Good morning on Over the Back Fence.
We have a 9x7 insulated garage door for sale.
All right.
And the telephone number is 421-4464. And we're asking $65 for it.
Okay. We'll see if we can get that sold for you, sir. That phone number, 421-4464.
You're correct.
Have a good day.
You bet. Bye.
Again, interested in that garage door, give them a call. 421-4464, 421-4464. I did want to mention something because one of the things that I've heard this week and just did not have a chance to really get into it, but I've had a couple of listeners ask me, because we try to work with and keep in tune with the VFW, our local VFW, as much as possible. We have Bill Heck join us with our monthly veterans updates and have a great relationship with many of our vets out there. And I had somebody recently ask me if there is a political party that represents our VFWs. And I don't think I've ever heard that question before. And it's pretty rare that I hear a question I have not been asked in this business. But as far as I know, and please understand, I'm not speaking for them. I'm only speaking from what I know and the knowledge I have. I do not believe that has ever been the case. I know for me, the military has nothing to do with politics. Like I can support it, which I do wholeheartedly, unconditionally, mind you, our military and our soldiers and our vets. But I have never associated that with anything political or any political party or anything like that. So I'm not sure where that necessarily is coming from. But again, nothing I can think of. And I think that no matter what party you are, if you're not a part of a party or anything like that, none of that matters when it comes to supporting our vets, when it comes to supporting our soldiers. I mean, I'd like to think that you can chew gum and walk at the same time. You could disagree with something, but still support our vets and our soldiers and their families. Also going on Wednesday, bingo! Bingo at the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693 at 430 West Jackson Street in Wisconsin Rapids. Join our Elks Lodge every Wednesday at 6:30. Doors open at 5. Bingo kicks off at 6:30. And go in there. You can go have a good time and know that every penny you spend there, and maybe every penny you win, goes right back into the community. Elks Lodge do such great work in our community. Bingo this Wednesday, Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, 430 West Jackson Street in Wisconsin Rapids. And I mentioned earlier that we had Sally Kistner from the Arts Council and Eric Brittenacher from the Performing Arts Center joining us earlier this week on Morning Magazine. And Sally is always so nice. She gives us these tickets to give away to these fantastic local acts, or these acts that come to our area, visit us here. Artrageous is going to be opening up and kicking off the 47th season of the Arts Council. Artrageous, where the fine arts and meet the performing arts for the first time on one stage. Experience the thrill of witnessing giant masterpieces being created before your eyes in mere moments and join the challenge of seeing it if you can guess what is being created. Artrageous artists use bold colors with hands and brushes as they inspire by the troupe's vocalists, musicians, and dancers as they race to complete the paintings before the last note is played. A total unique concept, Artrageous invites community and a sense of togetherness as the whole show accumulates in a one-of-a-kind live art installment at the end of each concert. Audiences interact with the gallery and the performers. You can find out so much more about this by going to artrageousexperience.com. That is all one word, artrageousexperience.com. Also want to encourage you, it feels so good to be able to say this. If you go to civicmedia.us, civicmedia.us, and there will be a section there where you can go into and look, it's labeled shows. You click on that, and every great show that we have under the Civic Media umbrella is on there. The morning show is on there, and so is Morning Magazine. And I encourage you to go on there, go ahead and flip down and find the interview that we had with Sally Kistner and Eric Brittenacher. That was on September 20th. And you can listen to the podcast and check it out. Find out what Sally and Eric had to say about this great show. The performing art, the performance is held at the PAC in Wisconsin Rapids at 1801 16th Street South of Wisconsin Rapids at 7:30 this Thursday. Tickets are just $36 for adults, $10 for students, and they can be purchased 24/7 at savorthearts.org. That is savorthearts.org. You may also call 715-424-2787 or stop in at the Arts Council at 1040 8th Street South. They're open from 10 to 2:30, Monday through Thursday. An art reach workshop is included for students at 3 o'clock the afternoon of the performance, so 3 o'clock this Thursday. These workshops foster creativity and are geared toward middle school and high school students. For additional information during the week, give them a call, 715-424-2787, 424-2787. And again, you can get your tickets right now at savorthearts.org. And you can get tickets right now, everybody. Yeah, just keep this between us, though, okay? I got two tickets right here to see Artrageous this Thursday at 7:30 at the Performing Arts Center in Wisconsin Rapids. You want to go, all you got to do is call up 424-2600, and you'll win the tickets right now. Right now, everybody, call up. All right, I got to take a call. I got to take a winner here. I'm going to do that. We'll come back and wrap up the show with some more news and notes and see what other more phone calls we can take, another phone we can have. Here on Mornings on I knew I was going to do it at least once. It's okay. I'll fix that in editing. This isn't live. I'll fix it later. Here on Over the Back Fence, WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back to Over the Back Fence here on Saturday, September 24th, 2022. Your host, James, here, and let's take a phone call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Good morning. I've got a baby's high chair for sale. It's an older one. Look more like an antique it is. And also, I've got two Packer throw blankets for sale. And also, I've got a Reese hitch extension, a 2-inch hitch extension.
Okay.
And they can give me a call at 715-781-5855. Thank you.
Thank you. You have a good day, sir. If you're interested in any of those items, give him a call at 715-781-5855. 424-2600 is the phone number to call. Got a couple of minutes left here. About two to be exact. So if you want to call, now's the time to do it, everybody. Just a couple of news and notes I wanted to touch on really quick, just to remind everybody that this Thursday, the neighborhood table will provide to-go meals. Meals are distributed every Thursday from 4:30 to 5:30 at 411 Garfield Street in Wisconsin Rapids. Got a limited number of meals available. Reservations should be made online by going to theneighborhoodtable.org. That's theneighborhoodtable.org. If you don't have internet access, that's okay. Just be sure to give them a call by Thursday around noon, I would say. That's the cutoff time. 715-422-1980, 422-1980. Leave your name, number, phone number, that is, and number of meals that you want to consume. A big shout out to the neighborhood table, to really everybody at SWEPS Under Focus, doing such a good job of trying to keep our community, you know, get as many people food as we can. 424-2600, 1 minute left of this Saturday edition show. Big shout out again to everybody that called up and joined the conversation. Really appreciate you all. Thank you so much for having some fun with us today and for all your feedback. Stick around. Not only do you got the Sunshine Polka Show coming up in just a few, but you will have Wisconsin Badger football on your radio dial tonight. 4:30, our coverage starts. Badgers heading to Ohio to the Buckeyes. Come on, Badgers. Man, I know how it looks. But man, wouldn't it feel good to see Wisconsin pull this off? Braylon Allen have 300-some yards and five touchdowns or something like that. Ah, I want that to happen so bad. Find out tonight. This afternoon, I should say. Thanks so much, everybody, for joining us. We'll be back live and direct this Monday with Mornings and WFHR. Join Melissa and I. We'll have a lot of fun. Got a bunch of great things to get into. Have yourselves a great day and a good weekend. We'll talk to you soon and later right here at
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.